240. Paying the National Debt. Jefferson was especially anxious to cut down the expenses of the government and to pay as much as possible of the national debt. Madison and Gallatin worked heartily with him to carry out this policy. The repeal of the Internal Revenue Act took much revenue from the government, but it also did away with the salaries of a great many officials. The repeal of the Judiciary Act also put an end to many salaries. Now that the dispute with France was ended, Jefferson thought that the army and the navy might safely be reduced. Most of the naval vessels were sold. A few good ships were kept at sea, and the rest were tied up at the wharves. The number of ministers to European states was reduced to the lowest possible limit, and the civil service at home was also cut down. The expenses of the government were in these ways greatly lessened. At the same time, the revenue from the customs service increased. The result was that in the 8 years of Jefferson's administrations, the national debt shrank from $83 million to $45 million. Yet, in the same time, the United States paid $15 million for Louisiana and waged a series of successful and costly wars with the pirates of the northern coast of Africa.